Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
There we go, we're off.
Morning, here we are.
Morning.
Here we are in Leeds. We're in Leeds.
Paul.
No, we're not in Leeds.
We're in York.
How tired
focused,
am I?
Ready to go.
How tired am I?
Well, you've already said to me, Paul said to me, I said, how do you sleep? He said, great, you know, I've got a good hour before midnight and I was up at 2. Did you hear that noise? I was up at 4 and
oh
you don't know
goodness,
what city
absolutely
you're in.
Absolutely delirious. Here I am in Leeds. Welcome to Las Vegas. We're in York. It's a
yes.
Great Yorkshire Marathon. We're in the VIP building. And which is starting to fill up. Not so many people.
No, we were here right at the beginning. We've got a bit of space here, but we've also got a lot of coffee. It's good.
It's good. We're basically waiting for a bowel movement.
That's exactly
there's no
what's
getting around
yeah.
it. We're just pumping ourselves
But you already coffee. Ruined the hotel room. How many do you want?
No, but that wasn't the full experience. But anyway.
In the spirit of full disclosure, he made me turn the telly on before he went in just to kind of cover the crime.
What a great hotel, though. Can we talk about that?
Listen, it was all I could get.
It was all we could get.
Next time we will book earlier.
I booked a hotel in Leeds. I was so confused.
Just imagine a kind of indie American film where something bad happens in a motel. We stayed in the Yorkshire version of that, didn't we?
Yeah, they were perfectly nice people, but it's like when you walked into it, it was like a pub hotel, wasn't it? It wasn't a proper hotel.
Yes.
It was a pub hotel. It was the last two rooms available in York this weekend that we snaffled up a couple of weeks
Thank
ago,
goodness.
Basically.
Yeah,
Thank
yeah.
goodness that we did. You went in and it was full of proper, solid drinkers. It was an old-fashioned pub, wasn't it? It was like proper booze hounds.
Yeah,
you know?
There was the ratio of tattoos to clientele. Was huge.
It was massive. So many. There was one boy, he had a short story written on his neck.
Yes.
It was just like, he was, and that look of complete distrust when you walk
Bukowski.
In.
I think it was Bukowski. I think it was a Charles Bukowski short story.
Yeah, it was a tough visual as we walked in, two fancy boys from London.
Yeah, yeah. And then walked around the bar in hopes of finding a nicer bit. That was brilliant. And they just kind of followed us and said, where are you going around there? Yeah.
Obviously, the bar isn't reception. We're looking for the reception and foyer. Walked around, found a pool table, and then doubled back on ourselves. This obviously is reception.
And what's also marvellous is that until this moment, we were both quite head straight, quite quiet, talking, having a coffee, here in York, ready to go. A few serious conversations about running. It's all coming out now, though, isn't it?
It was one of those environments where we felt the need to stress.
Vicky's here without. Oh, okay. Can I take those off? Oh,
awesome.
That's fantastic.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
Cheers,
indeed.
Vicky. Thank you so much.
Cheers.
That's so kind. Thank you.
That's how we can get our shuttle bus back to the train.
I'll tell you what, the train is really, really nice here. We're quite big news in York, aren't we? We get much more respect here than in London.
And well, because we saw a guy, I can't remember, I'd have to look on Twitter, but we met someone who's doing it last night, and he was in the street.
Sprinting Pete or something.
Oh, that's right. Kitchen Sprint Pete. It's Pete, isn't it? Morning, Pete.
He was such a nice guy, anyway.
And
he introduced himself.
Amsterdam next week.
He's doing York this week and Amsterdam the next.
And lots of other best wishes and love and luck from all of you, so thanks for that.
A lot of people giving us... love and hope on Twitter and Facebook, which is fab. Good luck everyone who's running York today.
And everywhere, there's loads of runs today, aren't there? Because it's Royal Parks is today, and there's another one, there's another big one in another town. Is it Bristol? Anyway, if you're doing a big run today, have a lovely time and let us know how it went and what it was like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It'd be good fun.
We're going to go now, in a minute, and then we'll complete this podcast on the train afterwards and give you the full warts and all of the run rather than the hotel, although more details could come out.
Well, the hotel was...
Tell us about that shower switch, Paul. Tell us about the shower
it's
switch.
It's quite hard to find the shower switch, actually, because... well, actually, it was actually written on the wall in black pen, the
shower switch.
The TV... My TV had a wire disconnected from the back of it, which was the wire that connected the TV to actual the concept of working.
Yeah.
So that was good.
And the towels were brilliant as well. They were just
the
so...
The towels were rough and so warm.
Oh, it was
so
like
used.
Rubbing yourself with a
with
chamois leather.
Like, but again, we stayed in like adjoining beds with one apartment. We felt the need to stress, for some reason, that we weren't together. Why did we... We both felt
like... Because
that.
We thought they were going to come in and kill us. That's what we thought.
So, but listen, they were lovely people. It was just us, and it's just us bloody fancy boys up from London, just not used to it. Just not used to normal
life. Oh, that's
life.
Like the taxi driver was nice as well, because
he
trouble getting a taxi. We should have booked that earlier as well, because everyone's saying, can't get you across town, they're closing all the roads. And he drove us across town, and the roads were slightly closed, but not so much that he had to change his route.
He did really well.
He was slightly upset.
He got us right in there, though, didn't he? He was fantastic.
He wanted it to be harder than it was.
He did really well. And I gave him a fiver tip.
He gave him a 50% tip. It was huge. The guy just said, what are you doing?
He
wasn't happy about it.
He was like, no, you're all right, mate. I said, it's all right. Go and buy yourself
a coffee. It was very London of you. I don't think I can sign up to that.
You're all right, mate. No, but I wanted to weigh him in because he'd got us right to the gate. And everyone else said it's impossible, didn't they? He achieved the impossible this morning.
Yes, yeah, they did say it was impossible.
Really appreciated.
Anyway, so that's the drive and the hotel. How are you feeling about the run? How do you feel?
I'm feeling okay, mate. Obviously, I'm feeling tired, so tired that I think I'm in Leeds. But I'm hoping that it's just my body shutting down before the ultimate effort.
That's it. That's probably what it
That's
is.
That's what it will be, as opposed to just fatigue.
I'll take a photo of that face. Do that face again. Yeah, he's ready for the ultimate effort. As am I. This is where I'm at. I've been...
I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be lovely. I really feel like going for a run. You know what I mean? Like a real life run. And we got up... It's earlier than I would normally run, but we got up earlier and we've had breakfast and stuff. Once we're out there, you know, it's all... This is all just so much fuss,
isn't
it? I've
had my malt loaf and... Yeah, it's... You get caught in the kind of stress pre-race stuff, don't you? But it's all very simple, isn't it?
Yeah, I could talk to you for an hour about my shoes, but I won't. Because there's really no need.
You've made a massive... I would see that as a huge risk, actually, at this stage.
Says the boy in the brand new shoes. I mean, brand new. You said you haven't run in these.
I haven't run. I've just walked around them in the house. I'm hoping to get that extra bounce, which will give me the 3% that will nick me under 3 hours.
I think
hours,
you'll get that
five.
Extra blister, which will lose you a toe.
But you've come back to the old. You've come back to your old trainers, your
well,
old
my,
assets.
My current
like
shoes.
Like an old leather.
Are disappointing me.
Right.
And when I did my 21, they hurt and they left me with a toe injury.
Hmm.
Injury strong.
That's no good.
Blemish.
Yeah.
And so I've gone back to the shoes I wore last time I was here in Yorkshire, which weren't worn out, but they're not new to me. They were just in the cupboard.
And
they feel good.
They feel good, and they bring back memories of your PB, your 3:14.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that. I've told a few people already, but basically being here with you at the marathon where I got 3:14, it's just a double demon. I've got Tonkinson and me from the past behind me going, useless knees, you can go faster than this.
Moments. Let's embrace the moment. But it's great that you've gone back.
She's
I
someone
like
you met at the hotel.
All right, it's madam moment. I'll do the both of you. We'll double up. You're in first. Rob, hop on. Paul, wait your turn. I'll see you in cars.
Good, because we're not here together. We're not from London.
Stick on the shower switch. So it's written on the wall.
Shower switch.
No, I like those trainers. I think it's a good call to go back to them as well.
We're going to start the dialogue about trainers because I need new trainers after this. We want all your
we're
opinions.
We're actually going to launch an appeal.
And we'll have some stories to tell one way or another. Talk to you in a bit. Marathon. So you're joining us back in our lovely favourite Clissold Park on a sunny autumn morning for a very limpy recovery
Soft
run.
Recovery run, yeah.
So before we get
three
back
miles
to the marathon,
max.
How do you feel right now? How's this affecting your legs?
Like I just feel stiff. I just feel really stiff. Yeah, I've done much. I've done a bit of stretching and the odd hot bath, but not much. I've been walking really badly downstairs. Been doing all that kind of thing.
I've heard a lot of people always talk about going backwards downstairs. I haven't quite...
No, it's not that bad.
I woke up yesterday, my aches felt really balanced. I felt like Not particularly bad, but I felt like an ache in the shape of a letter H written on my back.
Right.
So kind of thighs and knees.
Right.
And shoulders and ribs. And I felt good about that. I thought it meant that the exercise was quite even. But today, exactly the opposite. All my pain is in my left leg. Mainly
in your left?
Yeah. Right leg, sorry. Anyway,
yeah.
That's not interesting.
It's like you've been sort of punched in the legs.
Oh, God.
The quads especially.
Yeah. And what? Right now I'm getting a lot of pain in what is circumspectly termed my glutes. Okay, so now...
Working it out, baby.
Flashback, though. Last year you heard we were telling you about a great hotel and you were forgetting what city we were in.
And I was sort of tired but delirious, that kind of pre-adrenaline state.
Yep.
Marathon, where you know that something big's about to happen.
Yeah. And then on the start line, kind of after we'd said good luck to each other and as they were counting down, I wanted to talk to you about a guy who was pouring water over his head.
On the start line. It's for people just go mad, don't they, in that few minutes before the start.
Yeah.
You're in this holding pen. People are just sort of losing their minds a bit, aren't they?
Maybe he was just really hot from you know, standing on an October morning in Yorkshire.
Yeah, in quite crisp conditions.
Crazy.
I saw one bloke just obviously desperate for the loo, just kind of urinating against the sort of fence that separated him from the spectators. You're quite a vulnerable position, aren't you, in that holding pen? Everyone's sort of been hydrating and stretching and preparing, and then you get your hell there for about 10 minutes.
But it's kind of backwards. You know, when I was at school, I did a great gig at Rock Night. It was a really exciting moment. And there was a metal band at school called Pyrogen.
Yeah.
And they hadn't sound checked, and they hadn't really rehearsed their songs, but they had made laminated badges for themselves.
Right.
That said Pyrogen band member.
Right.
And I think it's funny when you go out there and you do these, you know, you kind of go through the motions of being a runner who's like on their uppers from all the running they've done by sort of weeing at the side of the thing and pouring water over head. So you want to say, you haven't done any running yet?
Yeah.
He's up.
Yeah, but he's only weeing at the side of the thing because he's desperate for the toilet.
That's right. To be fair, everyone wants to wee before the run.
Yeah, I mean, but there was a young lad,
ow,
bless him, just before the start, who came and started doing really vigorous stretches and jumping.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost star jump kind of squats before the race. And I saw him by the side of the road at 14 miles looking totally bereft. He'd obviously gone off too fast. He'd obviously just... It's very hard to keep your tempo, isn't it, in the early stages. Let's talk about what happened.
I was just going to say...
Give us your story of the race.
It's a shame we couldn't do it straight away because we were probably feeling quite jolly on Sunday afternoon, whereas we've reverted entirely to grumpy cynics now.
I feel really jolly now. Yeah, I still feel jolly.
But we do express our jollity by slagging strangers off.
No, it was just funny. I mean, it's just sort of...
Yeah, there was
it was just funny youth, wasn't it, that kid? We've all been there.
We've all done it. Gone
off way too fast.
Well, I think in Yorkshire Marathon, there's a kind of downhill at the beginning.
Yeah.
They start us off on the start line with the elite and the people who are going to kind of win the thing.
Major mistake.
You're kind of set. But in a way, it's like a free pass to go off a little bit fast.
Yeah, you've got a free run. Everyone goes. And we did. I mean, you'd have been just behind me.
Yeah, well, until I went for a wee about 4 miles, you were just up ahead of me, I could see you.
But we did our first...
Well, talk about going off too fast. It was really good for me because it was all I could do not to come up next to you and overtake you. It's like, don't overtake him.
Well, we did our first kilometre in 3 minutes 59.
Yeah.
So that's like almost PB part run pace.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, that's crazy, isn't it? It's the stuff of lunatics.
Yeah, and we're not the only ones. There's people all around.
Not everyone. There's loads of people
overtaking us.
Yeah, so it's like...
not athletes overtaking us, guys.
Yeah, fun runners.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like guys in fancy dress. It's like either we've suddenly become elite or everyone is going
this wrong
really too fast. So we managed to tone it down from there.
But it's nice because you start down the hill and you come through the city and the sun was out. The scene was really good. I got interviewed for Channel 4.
We had a bit of Channel 4 action, didn't we?
Yeah. And it was funny because they were interviewing me. You know, the cameraman had me and I could see her in my peripherals sprinting to catch up with the interview. She did a grand job. She must have got an incredible day's exercise.
Sub-4 minute kilometre pace.
She had 4 hours of fartlek out there. But anyway, so that was good. But it was really early on. And then, because I was listening to music, but I had someone get in touch online saying, oh, I heard your interview. I think, oh, God, So all these people running, and they've got to listen to me braying, saying, well, start off okay, la, 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 la. I mean, I dread to think of people listening to me talking while I run. Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, yep.
Whoops. So, but yeah, and then you come through. I think I really like the shape of that Yorkshire Marathon.
It's a lovely out and backer, isn't it?
Yeah, and the city plays a really nice role. Because by the time you leave the city, you're set, you're warmed up, you're off. It's only 3 or 4 miles, so it's only the beginning.
You're getting into your
tempo.
You've
had that intro, and exactly the same as on the outro. I'm thinking that at 21, 22 miles, I was thinking around 23 miles, we're going to get to York city limits, and it's just going to feel like we're coming in, you know? And it
makes all the difference. It's great to run back into the city, yeah.
And people say, I think that Yorkshire Marathon people don't like you to say it's hilly, and I understand that because it isn't. And if you've never been there, you think, oh, what is it, up over the dales, you know? And it's so not.
But it is.
It's not all creatures, great and small. But the way it works is there's this big, low swell of high ground east of York. And you do, you go up over it.
Yeah.
And then you come back up over it. And then you climb back up onto it before turning back towards the city. So there are 1, 2, 3 pretty long, tough climbs. And early on, there's a couple of pulls as well, aren't there?
What I liked about it was there was a few sort of gradual climbs, but there was also some gradual descents to tuck into.
Yeah.
It felt a bit uphill and down dale, which I really liked.
Yes.
And because there's less people running around you, you can get into your pace.
That's right.
And just really flow down those long, gradual hills. And that's fantastic, really.
Yeah, it takes a bit of work to use a downhill later on to really recognise that still helps you. But it was still, like you say, it was available if you could get your head around it. But I think that you go out and jumping ahead a bit, the real story of the marathon is that long bit of is it the A64? You go all the way out to Stamford Bridge.
Yeah.
Well, the marathon is encapsulated in mile 14 because you come up to the 13-mile mark and there's a clock. There aren't that many clocks. We were talking about this afterwards.
Really. Yeah. No, not many clocks.
Not many clocks. You're not overburdened with information. You don't get your time every single mile like you would in London. But you do get a clock every 10K.
Yeah.
Which is a really good...
Which is really nice.
That's barometer. Just what you need to not worry about it too much, but know how you're doing. And so just coming up to halfway, you see your second clock, you think, oh, I'm doing okay. Or you don't, or whatever, but I did. And then... And it's also in the country, isn't it? You've come through the woods and you're going through fields. And then you go through 30 miles, you go past the halfway point, and then you get that moment of excitement as you feel people start to try and change up a bit and negative split their way into the second half.
Yeah.
Then you get to the A64 and it says York right and you turn left, which is a bit of a downer, but it's also kind of exciting. And then you get to the big dog-leggy bit and there's huge crowds.
Where you run back on yourself.
Yeah, so you're watching.
I love that bit, yeah.
Great, you're watching the people ahead of you go. That's I saw you.
Yeah,
we got a high five in, which is great. And
well, we high fived at 14, but not at 18.
No, but we signalled one another.
Yeah, we signalled, but it's a different kind of fatigue, isn't there? At
18? Yeah, we were definitely.
Good luck with it, but you're on your
own. Well, like those 10K clocks, it was a great measure, wasn't it? Seeing it's kind of changed quite a lot since I saw him last. But all of that excitement, that 14-mile thing, all the crowds, right at the turn, there was an Elvis.
Right.
And then you go past mile 14, you come past the turn so that you haven't got runners going the other way anymore. And then suddenly, you're going gently uphill on a big A road with no support for 2 miles. Watch out for this bike.
Sorry.
And that's like, that's the truth of the marathon slapping you across the face. So remember those crowds? Remember
that exciting stretch.
Bit?
Yeah, yeah.
This is it. This is the beginning, you know. And in a way, it was nice having done it before. And I didn't mind that. I like the truth of it.
Yeah,
I like the lesson of it.
I didn't really feel that bit was that tricky. I mean, why don't we say how we did and you talk us through it just on a simple thing of like what happened?
Well, okay. Well, I first off was good.
Yeah.
Going steady. Actually, quite a lot of pain.
Right.
I had what I thought was a psychosomatic playing the last few days leading up to it, kind of bony ache on the right of my
I remember you
instep
saying,
on my right foot. And it was a real thing. I was limping around on Friday and it hurt on Saturday. And then once I started running, it really started hurting for a bit.
Right.
So I ran through it, but
bit
it was
worrying.
Far from ideal.
Yeah.
Eventually it went away, but I think that's pure whatever I was secreting to beat that down.
Sort of adrenalized.
Exactly. Yeah. But it did go away. It didn't stop me running, so that was good. I was making a good pace. I was steady. Yeah, and I felt good about the highs and the lows that what I was just talking about.
Yeah.
There's that bit, the next dog leg is much harder. That's where you see each other again.
Yes.
And you go, it's, you see the right turn you're going to be making just after 17 miles, and then you see on the other side of the road 19 miles. So you know you're going to have to run past 18 before you even get to turn back, let alone turn off.
Yeah.
And you're running downhill. So every step you take downhill,
you know you're going to have to bring it uphill.
Yeah, you come back up, and not quite at 20. And I think that is the great wheel of... the wheel you can get broken on in the Yorkshire Marathon. So it's a lot of top runners who run for a really good time and having a great run.
Just lost it.
Crumbling in the 18th, 19th.
So what time did you go through half in?
1:33.
Right.
So, which is...
it's a pretty cosy time, isn't it?
Yeah, and actually,
really
in the long game, that's significantly slower than my first half in Yorkshire when I got my PB.
Right, okay.
It's, I want to say significantly slower. It's, there's more of a discrepancy there than at the end.
Right.
So I ran a steadier marathon overall. So I went through the first half 2 years ago when I got 3:14. And what did the first half in 1:26?
86 minutes.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
That's crazy.
I mean, just preposterous.
Yeah.
But that's before I'd realised that I was trying to keep up with the 2:59ers. I thought I was into the 3:15ers. But anyway, so...
you went through the first half in 86 minutes?
Yeah.
Right, so that's your PB for half marathon.
Well, it's, but it's not official, is it? It's not, it doesn't, you know. Anyway, so 1:33.
Yeah.
And I knew, I felt steady, and I was really watching, like you said about the jumpy guy. I watched a couple of guys who were trying to, who kept overtaking me and jumping back and overtaking me and jumping back, and I was thinking, you're tiring yourselves out, guys. You know what I mean? I knew I was going steady, and they gradually disappeared. And then I got to that 18, 19 climb.
Yeah.
And watched a few really fit, steady runners still just kind of give up a little bit. Only a couple. I mean, many people are doing great, but you notice people are having trouble because their pace changes so dramatically.
Yeah.
And then the lady came and interviewed me again right when I was chewing on a Starburst.
That was about 18.
So if you want to see someone chewing a sweet and going, tune in to Channel 4. And I hope they don't use that material.
Yeah.
And then all the other runners with their headphones going, oh, here he goes again. No, I'm just having a sweet.
So, sweet,
yeah, and then you turn off, go past 20 and come back through the villages. And I was... it was tough then, but it was only tough because, you know, it's a marathon.
Yeah.
And I noticed my head was down a bit. I had a drink. I couldn't get it because I wasn't tipping it up enough.
Right.
So I lifted my head up and I watched the guys around 22. I was obviously on, vaguely on for a 3:15 pace.
Right.
But then I watched these guys who really wanted that kind of pull away from me and really fight for it. And I thought, oh, good luck.
Yeah.
I wasn't really playing for that, you know. I just wanted to keep going steady.
Right.
And
and you ran all the way.
Oh, totally. Great. Didn't break stride at all. And that's the first time I've done that in four marathons.
Right.
And then got into York. As I say, as you come into the boundaries of York, that's so important because it's such a clear signifier that you're nearly there. They slightly dodgy signage. You could barely see 25. You missed 25.
Yeah, yeah. I missed 25 and 26. There was no 26.
There's no 26. Yeah. I turned off to that hill to the finish and they started filming me again.
Right.
And I thought, okay, because I'd been letting myself off. Not going up hills too slow, you know, too fast rather the rest of the time. But I thought, no, I'm not breaking pace at all for this hill, and since they're filming me, I speed up.
Yeah.
I was quite, I was pleased with myself because I didn't really know how far it was. It could have been half a mile. You know, it was better than Bath.
Yes.
I thought the finish is somewhere up ahead and I dropped down into high gear. First of all on the hill, and then when we got to the top of the hill,
I mean, this
is not much of a hill, it's not very long, we're not, you know, don't anyone get in touch and say, what hill are we talking about here? But it is near the finish.
Yeah, it is.
And then you go over the bump, you start dropping down, and then Born Slippy by Underworld came on.
And kicked you in.
Bing, you know, so I ran like I'd stolen some CDs from the Virgin Megastore on Princess Street in Edinburgh. And I don't think there was much of a turn of speed, but in my head I was sprinting.
Yeah, of course.
Sprinting for the line.
Vision.
And then I was already in that place when I saw the clock and saw that I was going to get 3:19 something. I was about 20 seconds from the clock and it just clicked over on, you know, I was safely getting my sub 3:20.
Nice.
As soon as I saw the clock. So then I got it.
Brilliant.
And then just, the final thing was, we talked before about how you should feel afterwards. And I felt great, but I definitely gave enough.
Yes.
You know, I was right on that cusp of not like being last London where I wanted to get in an ambulance, and not being like the London before where I thought, oh, I didn't do enough exercise.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's mine.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Let's just wind back to Central York.
Well, yeah, so I just absolutely loved it. I mean, we set off a little bit too fast, it's fair enough. And then you just try to... It's all about tempo, isn't it? You're just trying to relax, aren't you? Find your groove, aren't you?
And how aware of it are you? Do you look at your watch all the time, or what's the...
I look at it every mile, right, and see how I'm going. And I was doing, like, you know, 6:45s or whatever.
Yeah.
For a long time. And I just found my sort of group of blokes. You know, I noticed there was no sub-3... Our
there's no pacer, was there?
No.
Which is kind of, once you realise it, it was
all right.
It was all right, because those things kind of confuse things.
And our pacers as
well. I was talking to a friend who did the Royal Parks half on Sunday.
Yeah.
And she was saying, what should I do about the pacer? And talking to her, I just realised that they can really confuse things, you know.
Yeah.
They stop you pacing yourself.
Yeah, they can get in your head.
Tangled up with a big group of people.
Yeah, and then you can't get your water at a water station because you're with like 60 people. And
yeah, yeah.
You can all get a bit, so...
So but they also provide a wonderful service, and we'd like to thank them all.
Yeah, no, it is great, but it was like... I knew I was in with lads who was like... Because they're all sort of... There was a lot of chat going on.
Yeah.
They're all like, there's no pacer. Well, I think this is it. Well, we're all on for three. You know, yeah. It felt a bit like just running with mates in Yorkshire, which was just really nice.
It's a really Yorkshire event.
Yeah,
it was
lovely. It was lovely for that. Loads of good chat.
I didn't say that.
Yeah. And I was... So I was just trying to relax as much as possible, really.
Yeah.
Went through 10 kilometres in like 41 and a half. Felt good. But
I went through 10 in 43.
But you're tired, though, aren't you? You're feeling... There's a pressure there.
Yeah.
Because you don't normally do that, do you?
No, that's right.
And, like, if you look back in sort of May last year, that was my time for the Crouch N 10K, 41.
Yeah, that's right.
So you're under pressure quarter way through.
But there's also an awareness, you know, thinking... I think, I don't know about you, but for me, I was more aware of the good and the bad of that than I ever have been before.
Right.
I think in the wild camp, I'm pretty fast, so I'm going to feel that.
Yeah.
But I'm not going too fast, so it's okay. You know, just
working it through. You're just working at your max, but try to relax it and not get too tired out.
Yeah.
Went through half marathon in 89.
Past the brass band at 7.
Yeah, 89. I didn't notice all this that much. I noticed a brass band and the vicar and all that.
Yeah, he left me hanging.
Did he?
The vicar giving everyone high fives. And I went over for it. He's wearing his full
You will not touch
scarf.
The vestments of the Lord.
Yeah, apparently not. No, it's Yorkshire.
You will not touch the vestments of the Lord. So I
he
went through
daily.
I went through there in like 89, 35, which felt good.
Yeah.
The main thing that was happening to me that was a little bit different, and I felt it before, but I don't know whether it's the carb loading or overhydration, but every time I came to a water station, I'd have a little bit of water.
And this is it, listeners.
Yeah.
Focus up. This is about to tell you something.
Yeah. I'd have a little bit of water. I'd have my block.
Yeah.
And then I'd really want to go to the toilet. I'd really want to urinate.
Yeah.
So I just did. Because there's no one really around.
So you popped off, went to Portaloo.
No, that's not what I did. No.
I see.
No. So I just... And there was no, there was, wasn't even...
over the fence.
No.
You got a sponge.
No, there wasn't even a sponge.
You just
The good thing was about Yorkshire was there wasn't that many people around. You're often on country lanes.
Yeah.
So I'd just go while I was running.
Yeah.
It felt great.
Didn't feel great to the guy just behind you.
Well, there wasn't many people just behind me, so I honestly was fairly isolated. But it was like a horse. But it happened like three or four times.
Yeah.
I can only apologise to people around me, but they didn't seem to notice.
No, but like you say, it's obviously something physical. It's like a neat edit. Your body knew what it needed to do, and you had to let it do it.
I was probably a bit overhydrated.
And that would appear to be the case, yeah.
And the carb loading makes you feel a bit... It can make you feel a bit sort of full, can't it? It's kind of bloated.
Did you poo yourself at any point?
No.
You weren't running around with one hanging out like a goldfish?
No. Great. Throwing it at the spectators. Are you getting into spirit, innit? No, it was just a gentle urination. I do think sometimes...
I think you've worked this through as well. I think if we'd had this conversation on the train, you'd have kept that a secret from our listeners.
It was... I do think people tend to underdrink during these marathons, though. I think they tend to sip and then throw the bottle away as opposed to keep it with them.
Well, I have to say, don't get me wrong, this is not an objective point of view. This is the subjective point of view of a very grumpy runner. But there's a lot of pantomime about those little water bottles. It's like, have a drink if you want a drink, don't if you don't.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need to pour water over your head at every water station. In fact, your body has a system to provide water to cool itself down.
What I do is, first off, I like bottles that you can spray.
Yeah.
Sprays of it. So I sometimes...
Yeah, you love to spray.
I spray, as well as spraying out in the act to go to the toilet, I like to spray water on my quads and on my hamstrings as well.
Yeah, that makes more sense. And the other thing I saw people doing is spraying some of the water out to make it easier to drink.
Yeah.
That's okay. But I think... I really think, you know, if you feel differently, that is so fine. I don't want to call it.
And I've got no problem with the water over the head thing.
I just think that in the wider scheme of things, I think one should be aware of the pantomime of it. But then even if you're doing it to make yourself feel like you're in the moment, I suppose it's still whatever gets you through the run.
I know what you're saying, but that's what the marathon offers, isn't it? A chance to be... It's drama, isn't it?
Yeah,
it offers up
guy.
A bit of drama.
Yeah, you're right.
So I went through half, holding it together, tempo quite good, and then I had a really strong sort of 18 to 22. I don't know what it was like. I had a couple of
gels.
Was
he up in front of you, this guy? Oh, no. I misunderstood. I thought you were talking about a very strong young man.
Yeah, he was strong, but I broke him.
But you weed on him.
Yeah, that got rid of it.
So you went up the hill. There's a water station just after 18 around the corner. So where I saw you, you did look good. You looked like you'd run a long way and you weren't really having any trouble.
Well, no, I was just really focused on conserving energy for when I needed it. So I heard one guy shout at this bloke ahead of me at about 90 miles that he was in 150th position.
Yeah.
And I finished up 111th.
Yeah.
So I overtook about, you know, 30-odd. But that's not to say I was really, really strong the last 6 miles. I just faded less than others.
Yeah, you held it.
Because everyone fades.
Well, I think that you
which was amazing, but it felt amazing.
Psychologically, and it, particularly coming after London, your balance of focus with being chilled out about it is really impressive.
Yeah.
You know, you still had a laugh, you were interacting and stuff, but on the other hand, you were running fast and you weren't stopping, you know?
Yeah, I was high-fiving. I mean, this makes me think I've got a bit left.
Well, you're a regular churchgoer, so you can high-five whoever you like.
Oh, yeah.
No one's going to hold it back like they would with me.
Yeah.
I'm a heathen.
Yeah, he saw it in you. God loves a sinner, but not that one. And But in the last sort of couple of miles or so, I faded. But I still had a bit left to the extent.
Yeah, when you say faded, how fast did you run your 24th, 25th mile?
Well, in probably about 7:45, 8.
Yeah, so it's.
But in terms of, like, you know, 22 to 23, I was about. I did 1 kilometre then in like 4:15.
Yeah.
I was just away. I just got my style sorted, a real sort of quick leg turnover, low arm kind of shuffle.
Yeah.
It felt amazing.
And then that
felt so good.
And the finish, as you turned left, what happened for the finish line with you?
Well, the finish, once the last sort of, you know, I'd sort of divided it into three tens, two-part runs and a 2K.
Yeah, yeah.
So once you're into the last five laps of the track,
yeah,
you feel a bit, you're really tired, but you feel a bit exultant, don't you?
I'm not going to stop now.
Yeah, that you're on your way in.
I had some quite healthy negative thinking, you know. I thought, I got to 24, and I thought, yeah, nearly there. And I thought, yeah, no, it's two more hard miles. And you're that was really useful advice, you know. It's like, yeah, no, good point.
Can we do
one
point. More?
All the way around? Yeah, let's do it. We've gone twice around Clissold Park, and I hope there's no more, I mean, extremely biological revelations.
No, there isn't, mate.
Good.
There isn't, no.
Then, yeah, we'll go around again.
You do get your demons, you know, saying, why don't you slow down now?
Yeah.
This would be a good place to stop. Yeah, you do get that sort of whisper in your ear.
That's right. I saw it in a village around that point. I saw a toilet, and, you know, I like to
stop.
Go into a toilet.
Wow.
And I thought to myself, yeah, I'm such a square amateur. I saw the toilet. I thought, oh, I could stop and go to the toilet. And then the other voice in my head said, you don't need the toilet.
Yeah.
It was like such a dark side of the force.
Go to the toilet,
stop,
just sit there, just chill out.
I don't need one. But I was so strict with myself about running all the way around. That was really key.
So the finish was, because you have got that hill, which is classic Yorkshire, isn't it?
You were ready for it, though, at least.
Yeah, sort of, yeah. But you're about 600 metres from the end, and you've got a sort of 200 metre hill.
Yeah.
Just like, oh yeah, just before you end. And this bloke just said, you go to, because I didn't know where the finish was, you go to the top and then you're virtually there. So I was feeling in a good mood. So I started sort of like clowning with the spectators and sort of gurning and
good
shadow boxing.
Yeah,
and
but they thought you were freaking out having a moment. Oh, it's a shame he was nearly there.
Yeah, he did so well for so long, then he completely lost the plot. It was just really good fun.
Yeah.
And then I legged it in at the end.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what time was on the clock when you saw the clock? Must have been on 3.
It was on about 3:20 or something.
Because you were 3:03 something.
I was 3:358.
That's right. So you were on 3, yeah.
So,
which is incredible.
No, it was a strong sort of 6-minute sort of PB, which it was amazing.
Yeah.
But you're also in
What's
that
your
sort
best
of
marathon ever by a long chalk?
Yeah. But you end up in that weird hinterland. Well, you're on sub-3 for so long, but you feel it leaving.
When you say you know, I don't know who you're talking to, it's not me.
No, but I'm just saying
one
can do that.
Yeah.
And you feel it drifting away from you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's a slight melancholia to that.
Yeah.
Coupled with the thing, you think, oh, well, I'm not going to get 3, so you just slow down a little bit. You think it's gone anyway.
Yeah.
The dream's gone.
No, I had exactly the same thing with 3:15, but we did. Right. Listeners will know we said, we had these dreams of 3 and 3:15, but this logical hope of 3:05 and 3:20, and I think it's just good sense. It's good running.
You set three targets. No, you set acceptable, great, and fan-dabby-dozy.
Yeah. But you can break yourself on fan-dabby-dozy, even in the last mile.
Yeah, you can do.
You've got it.
You
and also, you don't necessarily have to use the word fan-dabby-dozy.
Damn,
he was so close, but he's gone. He thinks he's a cranky now.
He's gone all fan-dabby-dozy.
And
then over the line, how did you feel then?
I just felt great.
Yeah.
I felt really, it is like the end of a rave, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
The like, finish line, people just hanging around, drinking water, chatting.
Yeah, and you can
really
still, if you want
it.
To, you get that love. You can just check in with someone and
say, that's what I did.
Well done, mate.
I was just chatting to everyone, and it was just because I was waiting for you. And I was just chatting for everyone, and it was just really mellow and nice and full of people's stories.
Yeah.
One bloke was like, sat on the ground almost in tears, just going, it's great. He said, I hate it when I'm running, and then you stop, and it's just amazing.
Yeah,
it was like, there was loads of lovely people at the end of Yorkshire.
Yeah, it was lovely. It was a good scene. It really was. Oh, that's funny because you're on this, you're on the campus. It's a great way. Everything is laid
York,
out.
York University campus, yeah.
And it's a nice place. There's a lake and bridges, and there's rooms for this and rooms for that. It works a treat. But at the beginning, before you run, it's perfect. And when the afterwards, we were kind of looking around for
just lost
where we could get a massage and stuff. It's like,
where's the library?
I don't remember this campus being this big.
I need my student my union welfare officer.
That's right. Yeah. University. But I really,
Uni.
I think it was great. You know, we're still coming down off it. I think that we have to. It was all we hoped, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a lovely course. I quite enjoy it. I'm looking forward to the controlled mayhem of London.
Right.
Just because of that sound thing that just.
Oh, it's a completely it's like,
it's
different
like it's
experience.
Pulling, it's like it's pulling you in, isn't it?
Yeah.
When
yeah.
When you're running back into the city, but I enjoyed. I really enjoyed the crowds are fantastic in New York, but obviously a lot less of them.
Yeah, yeah.
I enjoyed the relative peace of it and
it's
just
a much
focusing
more focused,
on your running.
Focused experience, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, just focusing.
We were focused, but then the people there, the other runners are all focused. You can try and look around you and see which runners are going for what time.
Yes,
and you
yeah.
can read them. And the route is simple. It makes sense, which makes it feel shorter, you know. And
yeah.
Or maybe it's because I've done it before, but...
I like those little out and backs where you run past people and then past other people
yeah,
on your way
really
up. That gives you a good
a
temper, good pacing, doesn't it?
Yeah,
you
know? Absolutely. There was a point, though, when I was going along the middle of it, and they closed close a big road. That's really nice of them.
Yeah.
Running that big A road there. I was running right in the middle because camber over to the sides just really hurts my legs.
Right.
And this woman on a bike came up and said, "Can you get over?" And I was like, "The camber really hurts my legs." And she said, "There's a guy in a wheelchair coming up behind you." I was like, "Oh, all right,
okay.
Then, that seems fair."
Yeah, I ended up nearly sprinting in with a wheelchair contestant right near the end. She went past her. Good luck. She flew down the last bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And yes, it was just lovely, wasn't it, on the train. But, and it does leave you in that. What I love about the marathon is it's just that sort of what you get from the effort you put in at every stage.
Yeah.
You trained a bit harder for this one, didn't you?
Yeah.
And you learn, you're always learning lessons about what it is and your relationship to it.
Yeah.
And you got a bit more from it.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? And I really like that tangible.
Yeah,
getting
yeah.
getting what you put, you get out what you put in. Thing.
It's like the,
I just
it's
love
the
that.
Deeper, more psychological version of that thing that lots of people have, who go to the gym or go for a run or whatever. And say, I can eat this sandwich and then go for a workout tomorrow.
Yeah,
you know, you get that in a kind of 6 month psycho
Lock.
Physio
yes.
spiritual.
Yeah, yeah,
version.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a really nice feeling, and it's undoubtedly. Got me thinking of trying to crack three in London.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And feeling that I can do it, and feeling that I understand more what it's going to take now, you know.
No,
and that's
here.
Great.
This
know.
Is that moment when the ballot comes in, and there's a few of our, lots of people there disappointed about London. So sorry if you didn't get in and you can't get
in. It is tough if you can't get in.
Go for that charity place, but then fundraising is tough too, so you know.
Fundraising, yeah, it is.
But if not, just keep trying to do another marathon,
do
another year.
Brighton's good, isn't it?
But
there's loads of good ones around.
Sympathies.
But we know, I know how lucky I am. Having said that, I haven't been confirmed that I can get
yeah,
in.
I mean, we haven't got places, but we're, yeah. don't they know who we are?
We're still holding out. I'll have to make some.
But yeah, no, I like that long game of it. You know, I was thinking as I came around in New York, I thought, this is good. I mean, apart from anything else, if you can run a marathon thinking about your next marathon, it's going well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know,
yeah.
We're no longer in the never again zone.
Well, I wasn't. I mean, I'm starting to think of it now more as a race in sections as opposed to a really, really long, torturous experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's starting to not feel as long.
Yeah, that's right.
Which I know sounds a bit, however it sounds, but that's just the reality.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
moment,
actually.
You know?
I mean, if a marathon's your longest run ever, you're really going to feel it. But
yeah.
we...
And it is still our longest run ever.
Yeah, but it's...
Because we've done it a few times now.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you get
you know, if someone called upon us to run longer than that now, maybe not today, maybe middle of next week, we could do it, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I did think that... two things I thought. One was, I was coming around thinking, I need some good physio. You know, my legs are in a bit of a state.
Yeah.
And it was funny to... It's nice to run a marathon and have it go well in that situation, it's obviously not that bad.
Yeah.
But on the other hand,
it would be nice to sort it out.
We'd lovely to sort it out.
Yeah.
And what is probably connected is I need some really good shoes. But I think if I could do those two things and keep working with the kind of training sense we've been showing this summer,
yeah,
then London could be great. I'm looking at a sub 3:15 London. That'd and a PB. And also this, talking about your good, better, best, you know, acceptable yeah. good Pan Dabidozi thing. You know, I'm chasing that right down.
Yeah.
And thinking, well, I want to do it in 3:15, but I'd love to do it in 3:14.
Yes.
And kind of focus is really useful.
It is good, yeah. I want to sort out my ganglion.
Yeah.
And
you said there weren't going to be any more. I said I wouldn't go round again if it was good. You and your biology.
I need to do my ganglion, and I also need
you should have got that vicar to hit it with a Bible.
Yeah, I should have, yeah.
I tried to get him to hit me with a Bible.
Smite you in the name of the Lord.
You wouldn't do it. Out, demons!
I need to
That's what he was doing. He was high-fiving the Christians and smacking non-Christians across the head with a Bible. And shouting. He was high-fiving everyone.
He was high-fiving everyone. Except me.
Except for me.
I need to, in terms of like technical training jargon, I just need to do more
ganglion work.
Longer tempo runs.
Yeah.
I do intervals.
Well, I know that.
I do the odd hills. I do loads of power runs, but I need to do more longer runs going stronger for last 10K.
Yeah, well, I was saying this afterwards, saying obviously you will do that in the formal way and with your running club mates and stuff. You know, you've got a much healthier relationship with that. But you will, you will want to take a leaf out of my book to a certain extent of my lack of imagination that takes me running out my 10 at pretty much the same pace I've been running my park run. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what needs to happen.
It's just that thing of running faster at the end. You know, it's what we've always said, running fast when you're tired.
Yeah.
You know.
That's the great trick of it, isn't it?
Because I tend to run my long runs really quite slow, and I really enjoy
that. That's the thing I was going to say. At about 21, 22 miles in the Yorkshire Marathon, it was really pretty. You know, in a country lane, just sort of like a wide but a single track road. So enough room for runners.
Yeah.
But there wouldn't have been much room for cars. And plenty of space. You know, other runners around, but loads of space to run. And you're going through fields and stuff. And what you just said about running when you're tired, you know. At that point, you couldn't have said I was enjoying it, you know.
No.
It was all about putting one foot in front of another and just
it's
keeping
really
going.
At work, yeah.
And finding ways to keep going.
I tend to move my arms more, exaggeratedly, to try and propel myself.
Yeah, to kind
myself.
Of pull yourself forward.
Yeah.
But, or kind of weeing to propel yourself,
yes,
like a kind
of
water jet.
Yeah, because it's so disgusting, I have to escape my own urine.
Yeah. But, but that's the thing, that's the balance, because in that moment, on that country lane, it was tough.
Yeah.
But, since coming home, part of my soul is still there.
Yeah, same here.
I want to carry on running down that road.
Yeah, same here. That's how I feel. I feel like it's that the honesty of that struggle, isn't it? There's the purity of it.
And I'm happy to do it.
And that's why people do it. It's like I was chatting to guys during the race. We got to about 14. And we're chatting about pace and what people hope to get and stuff. And we were just saying...
Can I just have a say a word for all of us people who aren't as fast as you? A little note of annoyance.
Oh, well,
you ran a sub 3:05.
No, but that's
chatting.
No, that's
so
really
we were chatting
rare.
Away. I was kind of sitting in an armchair.
No, but that's really rare.
I just had 3 hours.
I had one period of like 2 minutes chat.
I had a cup of tea
chat.
And I watched a film.
But we all came to the conclusion that the race hasn't started yet.
Yeah.
The race doesn't start till about 17, 18.
No, absolutely.
And then you're in the race.
No, that's what I meant.
So
about
anything
all
that you do up to that
14.
Point is just chill out.
Yeah.
Just chill.
No, I thought of Winston Churchill a lot on the run. Yeah. You know, the whole kind of this is not the end. This is not even the beginning of the end. But it is the end of the beginning.
Yes.
When you get into the first few miles of the second half, that's what you're on. You're on the end of the beginning.
Yeah, and that's great. I love that when the countdown starts.
Yeah. And talking about countdown, we should head home and watch that. Boo! So, today, well, that, of course, felt better than it felt like it was going to.
Yeah, that felt good once we warmed into it.
And I'm not...
Give us a shout if you did any marathons over the weekend. Give us a call, tell us how you went.
Royal Parks, what else?
There's a lot of
Oxford.
Oxford.
Old friend of mine did Oxford, which was good.
I think Chicago was happening, wasn't it, as well?
That's my kind of town. And yeah, whether you did or didn't get into London, we just vaguely begin to talk about London. Yeah. We have run 3.5 miles. We've been running for 40 minutes. Right. We're Run Compod on Twitter and Instagram and Running Commentary on Facebook. Facebook, and we want to talk to you and
get in touch.
I hope you've enjoyed our Yorkshire Marathon. Speak to you soon.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Get.